So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw. But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
You're listening to Awkward Sex History, brought to you by Awkward Pillow Talk. If you enjoy what you're listening to, check out some of our full-length episodes at awkwardpillowtalk.com.
Hey everyone, today we've got a story that's equal parts funny and inspiring, but one of Hollywood's most beloved actresses who lost her virginity as an adult. And I'm talking about none other than the hilarious and quirky Lisa Kudrow. That's right, Phoebe Buffay herself from Friends waited until she was in her 30s to take that step. And the way that she talks about it is just as funny and charming as you would expect. So let's dive into Lisa Kudrow's story, a real-life tale of patience, self-confidence, and, of course, a little awkwardness. Because let's be real, who doesn't have an awkward first time? Now, Lisa has always been a little different from your typical Hollywood star. While her Friends co-stars were dating around, dealing with the tabloid drama, or getting into the wild party stories, Lisa was doing her own thing. And part of that meant she decided very early on that she was going to wait for the right person before losing her virginity. She said in interviews that growing up, she didn't want to just get it over with the way that some people do in high school or college. Nope. Lisa was in control of her own story, and she wasn't going to let anyone or society pressure her into doing something that she wasn't ready for. In fact, she kind of saw it as a badge of honor. While her friends might have thought it was strange, Lisa stayed true to herself, saying that she was saving it for the right one. And here's the kicker. She didn't lose her virginity until she was 31 years old. 31! That's practically unheard of in Hollywood, right? But Lisa was totally cool with it. She's talked about how while her friends were out there navigating all the awkward dating and first-time experiences, she was just sitting back, living her life, waiting for the right moment. And let me tell you, she's got the perfect attitude about it. Imagine all the conversations that she must have had with her friends during those years. They're swapping dating horror stories, talking about how weird their first time was, and Lisa's just sitting there like, yeah, I'm good. I'll get there eventually. And when she finally did meet her husband, Michael Stern, everything just kind of clicked into place. They got married, and that's when Lisa decided that it was time. She's joked in interviews that by the time it happened, her friends were all like, finally! But here's where it gets even funnier. Lisa has this awesome sense of humor about the whole thing, saying that waiting that long time made her first time way less awkward than it could have been. You see, she said that because she was older and more confident in herself. She didn't have the teenage insecurities that so many people deal with when they're younger. She wasn't worried about impressing anyone or being perfect. By 31, she knew who she was, and she was in a loving relationship, and she was ready to go for it. So in typical Lisa Kudrow fashion, she made it seem like the whole thing was just no big deal. Just another life experience that she could handle with grace and humor. But let's not kid ourselves. It's still a little awkward no matter how old you are, right? Even Lisa has said there's always going to be some clumsiness during your first time, no matter how prepared you think that you are. But at least by waiting, she skipped all the teenage awkwardness and the fumbling that comes with being a nervous kid. I mean, isn't that what we all want? To skip the cringe-worthy stuff and get straight to the good part? What's inspiring about Lisa's story is how she took total control of her own life. She didn't let peer pressure or Hollywood lifestyle push her into something that she just wasn't ready for. And even when people thought that it was strange that she was waiting, she stuck to her decision, knowing that it was the right thing for her. It was like the ultimate you do you moment. And let's be real, who wouldn't want to skip the drama and just have their first time be with someone that they're totally in love with? Lisa has said that she never felt like that she was missing out on anything by waiting. And when it finally happened, it felt like the natural next step in her relationship with her husband. There was no pressure, no rushing, just the right moment. Plus, let's not forget how Phoebe Buffay would probably have handled this. Can you imagine? Phoebe would have had some wild, kooky advice for anyone trying to navigate those awkward first-time moments, maybe suggesting the crystals or chanting as a part of the experience. But in real life, Lisa Kudrow's story is a perfect example of how it's never too late and there's no right time to do anything in life. Whether you're 16 or 31, what matters is that you do things on your own terms when it feels right for you. Lisa turned her first-time experience into a positive, empowering moment, showing us all that being patient and confident in yourself can lead to great things. So if you're ever feeling like you're behind in life or worried about sticking to some sort of timeline, just remember Lisa Kudrow's story. She waited, did it her way, and came out on top with an amazing life, a loving husband, and a career that's made us laugh for decades. So there you have it. Lisa Kudrow, a Hollywood star who didn't rush into anything, kept her sense of humor, and proved that life's milestones happen when they're meant to. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, it's all about living life on your own terms. And if you're anything like Lisa, you might just end up with a story worth telling. If you want to hear more, check out Awkward Pillow Talk or awkwardtalk.com.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, it's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump. You know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is, this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. We do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.